Hey man, say man, hey man, say man, hey man, say man. Welcome back to another podcast. Rest be on the Taylor's Killers, but today we're going to be talking about my Falcons' first game predictions. And yeah, it was kind of pathetic. I mean, I really could watch the first half. I did go back and see some of the highlights. We did get a couple sacks, so the defensive line was playing better, but we was going against Russell Wilson. So, I mean, you really can't do that too much against Russell Wilson. He's going to get his. But the defensive line wasn't playing too bad. You can see it's a big, big upgrade on the defensive line. The DB was getting their butt whooped, though. Oliver was getting killed. AJ Terrell did all right, but Oliver was getting his butt whooped out there. But then Denard had got hurt. I think he had came back. But the DBs, they need some more help, though. They were still playing that soft-ass zone coverage. I was getting beat. Oliver had got beat on a touchdown by DK Metcalf around the third quarter where he just, fourth down, he just blew right past him. He like he was trying to play stat coverage, but he couldn't stay on top of him. He just blew right past him. That was fucking pathetic. That was really pathetic. Oliver, I don't know what the fuck that was. Keanu Neal did his thing out there. He looking bad. He's not looking 100% healthy yet, like his old Keanu Neal version, but he looking a little bit better out there. The offensive line, they was protecting Matt on some plays, but in other plays, Matt had somebody in his face within 2 second line. You seen some of the play Russell had. He had a full pocket, but at the same time, Russell can't create on his own, but he had a full pocket. Matt, he barely had any time. The times he did have time, he was completing dart. When that one drive, he went, 8 for 8, 7 for 7? Boom, he had a clean pocket. Clean pocket. He was just getting it off. When you got a clean pocket, it's easy to make good throws. But once you don't have a clean pocket, that makes it 10 times harder. Julio had him good game. Todd Gurley, still his first game back. He had a pretty decent game. On that one play, on the fourth down play, when he was throwing to the sideline, Cal, that was a bad pass. People say Calvin should have caught that. That was kind of a bad pass from Matt. I don't know what that was. I don't know if he had pressure on him or what. But that was a horrible pass. He didn't have to lead that so far in. He was technically really wide open. He just had to throw it on him. And I understand he tried to throw it out and up some so he can get up and go upfield with it. But he could just throw it on him. He could have really probably could have cut upfield with it if he would have caught it. Even if he got out of bounds to save some clock. But what I seen in the first game, I see the progression from last year. I really do. People talking about, oh, it's going to be season over with. Like, it's Seattle. Seattle has a very, 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 very good team. Definitely with Jamal Adams playing like a demon out there. One thing I really didn't like, though, was the coaching. Like, the go for it on the punt, that was cool. We had the first down. It was smart. He just fumbled the ball. That's not his fault. He fumbled. That's not coach's fault. Dude just fumbled the ball. But the one with Ridley, like I said, that's more Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley fault. They was bad communication. That was a good go for it. But that went on the goal line, that shit was stupid. Why don't you get the 3 points? And we would have been down, by 13 at that time? 12, something like that. Why would you not go get the field goal after you seen it, you didn't convert the last two times? Or the previous time, go get the field goal. You seen the offense got shut down in the goal line. Go get the field goal. That doesn't make sense. Get the field goal, save time, kick it off, get the ball back. I think he just entrusted. I really do believe Dan Quinn entrusted the defense. That's why he went for it. Like, I understand he trying to like do something different, trying to shake it up. But I feel like he should have went for field goal in that situation. That would have put us in a better situation. Less pressure on the offense to go get a touchdown. And their defense playing like track. I think the previous possession, Greg Olsen got a touchdown directly down the middle of the field in a little quick little slant in the goal line. That was horrible. I don't know who was supposed to be guarding him. I don't know what the fuck they was in. But I like the progression of the team coaching. Shit, third quarter still ass. Still don't know how to use that high-powered ass offense. Defense, I mean, I like what I seen from the front seven and the linebackers and the D linemen, but the cornerbacks, besides Neal, because Casey's out there, I ain't hear his name get called one time. Ricardo didn't play that. I mean, he don't play like 28 snaps, 27. He didn't play that many snaps for some reason. Even though I do like Casey more like Ricardo, and Ricardo would be like a captain or something. I ain't seen him out there like that. Terrell, I ain't really hear nobody. Terrell really ain't. If a cornerback don't throw to the cornerback side that much, that means he's doing a good job. I don't remember seeing them throwing to the Terrell side that much, so he must have been doing his thing out there. Deion Jones had a couple good tackles. Grady Jarrett blowing up the front line. Dante was getting up there. So, I mean, I like what the front seven was doing. They could have got a little more pressure, but like I said, it is Russell Wilson. So, Russell Wilson going to create. It don't matter if you got a line full of Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt, Von Miller, Grady Jarrett. Like, it don't matter who the front line. Russell Wilson, he going to get his regardless. He going to, you know, how to get outside that pocket. He going to have to, he know how to create plays on his own. That's Russell Wilson. So, I can't really be too mad at them. They had, what, about 4 or 5 sacks. I think around 3 to 5 sacks. So, that's a very, very good progression, because usually we'll have games, we have 0 sacks, barely get any pressure on the quarterback, and all the pressure's on the DBs, and they just can sit in the pocket with all the time in the world, just move a little bit to the right, move a little bit to the left, step up a little bit, step back a little bit. They will have all the time in the world. So the front seven, people might not have noticed, but I give them a lot of credit. I can see the progression within the front seven, but all them other folks, shit. I mean, Matt Ryan and Julio, Julio still did his thing. He had some amazing catches in that second half. He was putting the team on his back in that second half. Really had a pretty decent game. Kaden Hurst really ain't do nothing for me. He should have had that one in the first down where he had that on drag route. He was in front of him. He should have broke that tackle on that cornerback. He should have got upfield. Not like it was Jamal Adams tackling. It was a cornerback. He should have got upfield and turned it up and broke that tackle. I believe Austin Hooper probably would have broke that tackle. I ain't even going to cap. But I know Austin Hooper wanted that bad. I still feel like we could have probably, I don't know. I feel like we should have had the Jadeveon. I know we've already had a cap space for him. That's going to be a one-year deal, but it's probably going to be Dan Quinn and them boys last season. Probably everybody. This is probably going to be last season for Matt, Julio, all them folks. This is probably gonna be last season for them. So I felt like they should have tried to make some more moves. I know the cap space wasn't looking too good, but fuck that. We need pieces. We need pieces. The O-line, I'll give them probably like a, out of 1-0 through 10, I'd probably give them like a 6 rating, just because, probably even a 5 rating, just because how much pressure they was getting with their front seven. Not that they was necessarily getting sacked. It was like Matt really had somebody in his face every couple players. Like, he was getting torched back there. Like, he couldn't get real comfortable back there. And when he was comfortable, he was scorching that defense up. Like, Matt still go crazy. Like, don't hate when people hate on Matt. Like, yeah, he makes some bad passes. Like, the one, it was on a curl route right before the Calvin Ridley play. It was on that curl route. He threw it on the inside a little much, but people, you're gonna make mistakes as a quarterback. It's just gonna happen. You're not gonna be perfect. But the really one to one with Calvin Ridley, that's the one that really was like, okay, well, how did you miss that? It was like it was wide open. And then that one play, he had a Julio was streaking on the sideline. He had to come back for it. If he would just air that thing out, just gunt that bit, Julio probably had a touchdown. But you know, Matt ain't got no arm like that. But as a whole, special teams, coaching, player, all that, I'll probably get them a 6 right in that game. It wasn't the greatest game, but I do see the progression from last year. I see where we got him better at. I really do. So we just play like a mid to below average team. You're going to see how much better they got. Or even like a quarterback that doesn't like create on their own, like a Tom Brady, or like just a quarterback that just going to have to sit in the pocket. You're going to see a big difference between that D-line, I'm telling you. And them cornerbacks can have more freedom and more spacing. But hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man. That's the end of the podcast. Like, share, all that stuff. And rest beyond the killers.
Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram. If you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays, don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.